What's gone so right for you guys offensively down the stretch?
I think it's a combination of factors, great play calling by Sean McVay and great game planning all week long. And we have talented players on the outside, which helps. You know, Jordan Reed is a phenomenal tight end, and DeSean Jackson and Pierre Garçon and Jamison Crowder. I mean, the list goes on and on of guys who can make plays for us, and that really helps our offense go. It helps me as a quarterback, and then it helps when you have, you know, a Pro Bowl left tackle and great protection up front as well.
What is getting DeSean Jackson back and his deep threat, what has that added to the mix?
Well, I feel like having him back really it forces defenses to key in on him, and you don't want to allow him to get an easy touchdown over the top, and so you have to be aware of where he is and what he's doing. And you'd like to think that at times that opens up other guys on the field, and you know, he's just a talented player. He tracks the football really well in the air, and he's a great competitor, and he's always at his best when the lights are brightest, and you know, that's exciting.
There's some guys on the Packers defense that you probably played against in college. Mike Daniels at Iowa, Mike Neal at Purdue, Micah Hyde, Iowa. What do you think of their defense as a whole and your familiarity with those guys?
Yeah, I do have some familiarity. That's a great point. A lot of Big Ten guys. Jake Ryan would be another one that you know, was in the Big Ten. And so, you know, haven't played them in a couple of years, the Packers defense, and when we did play them, it wasn't like I played. So, you know, very talented defense. I just respect the heck out of the culture the Packers have. They're in the playoffs year in and year out. They've built a culture there that just wins and wins, and they expect it, and that's the kind of culture we're trying to build here. And, you know, I just think that, you know, it's a great standard that they've set, and it you know, carries over to every phase of the game, offense, defense, special teams, and so I think they have a very, you know, talented winning defense, and you know, credit them for that, and again, that's what we're trying to get to here.
Kirk, you said you didn't play against that defense in 13, but at least it's largely the same scheme-wise, and a lot of the guys are the same. McCarthy was talking this morning about how your offense is a lot different with a lot of different people, et cetera, from when that you guys last played each other. Is it a benefit for you guys that they don't have a whole lot of familiarity with you, whereas you at least have some history against this defense because it hasn't changed that much?
I don't think so. I think things just change in general over 2 years, or even if the names are the same. I think you just change as people. You grow as players, and so 2 years is a long time. And I do think things are a lot different. And I don't know that it changes anything, but. Again, I think it says a lot about the Packers that they don't have that much turnover. They have continuity. They get guys who can play, and they keep them. And I respect that a lot, and I think that's a big reason why they're so successful. And, again, I think it'd be great for our organization to, you know, continue to move in that direction, because it's clearly a winning formula for Green Bay.
You've been on a good 10-game roll here. Personally, what do you think has allowed you to turn the corner there and become the quarterback you wanted to be?
I'm not sure. I think it's just gaining experience, learning from my time in the games, and coaches continuing to learn what I do best, and guys around me learning what they do best. And we feel like we have a lot of young players on offense, a lot of new players, and so it took time to learn each of our strengths and how we fit best. And you know, some guys have been playing together for years. We have been playing together for weeks, and so it takes time. And I think we've seen, as time has gone on and our ability to grow in continuity has improved, I think our production on the field has improved as well.
Kirk, obviously you've had a chance to play on and off with Jordan the last few years, but where have you seen him make his biggest strides this season for you guys?
I think it started back in the offseason. He went and trained down in Texas with Trent Williams, and I think the work that he did there in the summer really got him ready physically for this season. And I think just getting in the football, I think, you know, when a guy gets opportunities to make plays, it only enables him to be that much more ready for the next opportunity. So it's just been a constant growth process this season for him. And he's just very talented, has been playing at an elite level. And the key is to keep him there and to continue to see how good he can get, because he certainly has all the ability that it would take to be a top tight end in this league.
Kirk, is home field enough just to counterbalance all the playoff experience the Packers have versus the limited playoff experience your team or some players have had?
Yeah, I think you're right in saying that they have much more playoff experience than maybe a few of us in the Redskins do. And I think you're also right in saying that us playing at home, you know, can certainly help our ability to play at a high level. But as far as does it offset things, I don't know. But I do know that they're a very experienced, talented team. And I do know that, the opportunity to play at home for us is a great opportunity. And we'll see how it all plays out. But the Packers do present, a lot of challenges with the talent they have.
What have you thought of Green Bay's secondary, which has kind of run hot and cold, but certainly shut down the Vikings last week?
Yeah, I think they're ranked sixth against the pass. And if you're in the top ten in any category, that's pretty impressive. So to be sixth against the pass, says a lot about their ability to keep quarterbacks in check. I think the quarterback rating going against them is pretty low. So they've done a really good job. And they have a good depth. A lot of players have gotten experience. If you get Sam Shields back this week, another talented player to add into the mix. So, we expect a great challenge.
What's your impression, though, of the two corners, the rookies, Rollins and Randall?
What's my impression of them?
Yeah.
I think they're both guys who, when you're a rookie, you're learning a lot. You're learning on the fly. But for rookies, I think they've looked very, very sharp and very aware players. They have good eyes, good vision, good instincts. So, I would think they'll be guys who will just continue to get better. And with all the playing time they've gotten this year, I think it'll make them great corners going forward.
Kirk, who are the guys you and some of the younger guys lean on just heading into the playoffs for the experience and understanding what this is all about and the leadership?
Yeah, I think Deshaun Goldson has been a great leader for us all season long. You can tell that he's been a part of teams that have won and won consistently in San Francisco. So he's been a great personality in our locker room to help from that standpoint. And I've seen him be a great leader for us.
Well, you've only played two playoff teams this year. What do you make of that? Does that impact you guys at all? Just the quote unquote big game experience?
Yeah, I think it's been well documented that we haven't beaten teams with a winning record, I believe, this year, and so it's a great challenge for us to what better time to try to make that happen than this week in the playoffs. So it's a great challenge for us, and that's why we've got to be very sharp in our preparation this week and on Sunday when the game arrives.
Anything else, guys?
What was it? Are they selling you like that T-shirts in D.C.? I mean, little things like that. Our momentum building, confidence building, they make the game fun.
Sure.
Talk about the moment that you say that when a comeback victory and your teammates are catching on to it, right?
Yeah, it's been a fun deal. I never would have thought that it would catch on the way it has. I just happened to say it as I was walking back in the locker room after a big comeback win with a lot of passion, and didn't realize it got caught on camera, and then didn't realize it was going to go on social media, and then by the time I got to my car in the players' parking lot, I had my family telling me that it was all over social media and getting retweeted and trending like crazy, and couldn't believe it. And with all that momentum, we felt like it was a great opportunity to raise some money for charity, so we did sell T-shirts, and we raised over $40,000 for International Justice Mission, also called IJM, which is a ministry based out of the D.C. area that does work all around the world, helping the poor and the oppressed. And it was really cool to raise awareness for them and raise funds for them. And then the phrases continued to just be used by teammates, and then we won some games and got in a roll. You'd hear it after games and people saying it. So I think it's just been fun, and as you said, it can be a great identity for a fan base and for the team to rally behind. And again, it's only as good as you win. So you got to play well and win games for it to work. But thus far, I think we've been able to do that, and that's probably why the phrase has stayed alive. And hopefully, we can continue to do that and keep it going.
Could you have imagined any of this back when you were drafted? Obviously, RG3 comes in; he's the greatest thing since sliced bread, and here you are now. I mean, it's your team. Could you imagine how all this would have transpired?
I think you go into the NFL knowing that anything can happen in an open mind, but even with that perspective, I don't think I would have expected this. again, I went into the league just really walking by faith, trusting that the Lord was going to lead and guide me and direct my steps wherever they may be. And I didn't know if it meant I was going to be have a short career or be a career backup or have a chance to start. I didn't know what direction my career was going to go, but I was going to trust the Lord and trust His plan for me. And He certainly has, you know, surprised me and blessed me more than I ever thought He would. So I feel very fortunate and blessed to be in the position I'm in, and hope to keep it going.